may be seated at this point as we pray. Father Lord, the hour has come for you to address us, speak to our hearts, and make our hearts to be receptive to your word, that the meditation of our hearts and your words in my mouth be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Redeemer. First and foremost, I sincerely want to use this privilege and this opportunity of standing before you to thank our God and our Maker. Because He is God, He is the God that owns our lives. He is the one that can take us to any level in life. And is the one that owns our life in totality. Even while others have gone, here we are this morning in the presence of our God. And this gathering this morning is unto the Lord. And I want to believe that God is involved in this sitting arrangement this morning. And so, may His name alone be praised in Jesus' name. I also want to use this opportunity and medium to sincerely approach all of us this way. Number one, to sincerely thank our bishop, our own, our dear brother, someone that I have known for long, even at the teaching period when we were in Kaduna area, we are together. And today the Lord has brought us together at this point in time. Him and the other bishops around him that made up the Archdiocese of Abuja, I sincerely want to thank you for every solid arrangement that you have put up that has made this tour, apostolic tour, for 2024, a successful one. May the Lord's name be praised. I also want to greet my brothers and sisters, ministers of the gospel. I sincerely want to greet you for your doggedness, your love, your sincerity of purpose in making sure that this week comes to pass in my life successfully and in the life of the Archdiocese in general. I continue to pray for you. Like I said, I am the one that owing you now. I owe you my daily prayers, and I believe that, yes, all of you will reach where God wants you to be, in Jesus' name. And coming down to the pews, my distinguished children of God, fathers and mothers, aunties, great men or women of God that are seated this morning, the worthy knights, all the diocesan and non-diocesan lay presidents, and some of our great uncles that are here at this service. If you are not here, this gathering today may not have been possible much. And for this simple reason, I want to sincerely thank you on behalf of conference headquarters, on behalf of my family, my wife, myself, my children, I want to thank you for creating time, opportunity for this great fellowship and relationship. I want to assure you that yes, God will take you and your children to the highest point of success and victory in life in Jesus' name. At this point, because of want of time, I may not be able to mention us one by one, because I know if I enter into it, if care is not taken, I may not come out quickly. But all I assume that these are distinguished men and women of God. Can we clap on for ourselves? Today is unique in itself because of the activities that are involved, and that is why the grace of God must abide with us today. And so I want to give us what they call the test, as Methodist people used to have. And the test is found between verses 26 and 27 of the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ as recorded by St. John, John chapter 20. And it reads thus: 8 days later, disciples were together again. And this time, Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. 27. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." And so the topic this morning for us to meditate on shall be, according to what God have commanded Thomas by saying, "Don't be faithless, believe." Can we say it together? Don't be faithless, believe. Don't be faithless, believe. I want to believe that we are in adult class now. A time came in the life of the people of old, I want to believe that the history is just repeating itself, as it were in the days of Jesus, so also in our own contemporary society is still happening. A society where there was fear, a society where there was persecution, a society where there was a leader, a spiritual overhead of the whole world at that given point in time. And that time was the dreaded time in the life of the disciples and believers. And like as we have read, we have had last Sunday was the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, which every believer believes that he or she has resurrected in Christ, because in baptism we die with Christ, and in this same spirit, in baptism we resurrect with Christ, which is the baptism of immersion. And so when we left the grave of sin with the Lord, the Bible made us to understand that Jesus, after the visitation of Mary Magdalene to this great tomb, and the angels have asked her to go and tell the disciples of what has happened to the grave and to the body of Christ. And so people went. This woman went. Like I was saying some time ago, I said, when it was time of Mary Magdalene to go to that place, and she went, and in the process of getting to that graveside, by 5 a.m., between 5 and 4:30, 5 a.m., and I want to believe, humanly speaking, that a woman alone may not have been there, gone to the burial ground at that time. But Bible recorded her name, Mary Magdalene, was in the burial ground. And I want to take you to the memory lane for us to understand this in another greater dimension, that at this point, there was that transformation or change in the life of Mary Magdalene. This was a woman that had 7 demons. No wonder Englishman says no condition is permanent. And so on the life of this woman, there was a transformation in her life. And I want to believe that all of us that are seated, we are like Mary Magdalene at that given point in time, because the scripture says, if you and I have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But one thing that I discovered in the life of Mary Magdalene was that she was able to overgrow her own limitation. And so as we are seated this morning, a child of God or children of God, I sincerely want to encourage us that may God help us to grow above our negative yesterday, to the glory of God in Jesus' name. And so Bible made us understand that this woman all of a sudden became valuable to Jesus. I want to believe that you are seated this morning, you are also a valuable property to God and to God's church. And that was why she was asked to go and tell the others. So she was an evangelist at that given point in time. But that is not where I'm going. Peter and John, the beloved, ran to the burial ground, and they discovered that actually the stone was rolled away, and the young man, Jesus, was no longer there in physical body. And what happened at that point was that John the beloved, because of age blanket, rushed and with fast running to the burial ground, but he could not enter into the tomb. But Peter came later with an experience, old man's experience, and he did not stand by the grave alone. Rather, he entered into it. And so all of us that are here, many of us are aged in believing God, in serving God, in God's church. And so our experience about God and God's favor upon us should take us to another level. Now, we are made to understand this morning in the course of reading that at a point in life, the disciples were gathered together, and all of a sudden, Jesus appeared. Door we are not opened. Doors of that house we are not opened. They were there because of the fear of the Pharisees and Sadducees, Jewish leaders. They were scared. These people were scared about them. And today, there are some areas that you cannot speak loudly about the gospel of Jesus because of fear of unknown. But I want to believe, when Jesus appeared before the disciples, something happened. His own way of greeting used to be, "Peace be unto you." And so, men and women of God that are seated this morning, I am the little Christ, and now I'm standing on that same platform and say to us and to Nigerians that peace be unto us. Peace be unto our nation. Peace be unto our leaders. It shall be well with the church. It shall be well with Nigeria. And it shall be well with every believer in Jesus' name. And he was, after greeting and making sure that it is true, it was Jesus, him, Jesus. And they were satisfied. But something happened. And that is this. While they were gathered, Thomas was not there. At my own closet, I was reading the Bible. A question came to my mind. What actually would have taken Thomas out of the gathering of the brethren? Eh? What was Thomas looking for? You remember, in the creative art of God at the beginning, in Genesis, after Garden of Eden was formed, and Adam was put in charge, and in loneliness, God saw it and decided to give Adam a wife called Eve. In the midst of garden or with abundance of food, I do not know what must have taken Adam out of the garden at that given point in time. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. Why must the Adam of old not be in the garden? And that was the created room for temptation. Now, it is the turn of an apostle, a disciple of Jesus, who ought to have understood all that Jesus had said, and yet he was on his own. Yoruba man would say, "Oh, she rada rada." He never sit in one place. He was moving from one point to the other. For what? Because of self in him. As if that was not enough. When he returned, and the story was told, instead of rejoicing, he said something. "You know, a lie. Until I see Ankoro Koro like this, face to face. If not, I will not believe." I think the issue with Thomas was the issue of self. He wanted to be the number one everywhere. If other brothers and sisters have told you about the leader, the Redeemer, the Messiah, that should have been sufficient enough for you to stand on that and say, the witness of two or more individuals should be right. But he said, "No, I'm not going to agree. Maybe this language that is going viral in Nigeria today started from that time. No agree for anybody." So Thomas was not ready to agree with anybody until what you people have done, I want to do it likewise. And do you know something? Bible recorded that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Why was Thomas not dwelling in the house of God while other disciples were in? Problem of one accord. There was no one accordness in their life. Everybody, especially Thomas, was on his own. To be on one's own is dangerous. You must be with Christ. Because the Bible said in John chapter 15 verse 5b, it says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Men and women of God that are seated today, I may not know where you are, what you are, how blessed are you, but I want to assure you that what you are is not as a result of your wisdom or knowledge or power, but purely the grace of God upon your life and upon my life. And so at that point, the Bible made us to understand that the Thomas said they no go agree. I agree. 8 days, Jesus used to come every eight days to them, and another 8 day came again. And while they were waiting, I think this time around Thomas was careful. He didn't want to go anywhere. He was very, very careful. He said, after all, if I was not there last Sunday, this Sunday I should be. And so that means that we must not miss the gathering of brethren. We must be there often and often to see the glory of God coming down among us. And while they were in the same room that time, Bible recorded that all of a sudden, Jesus appeared again. And the disciples were rejoicing. He has come. And somebody must have pointed to Thomas. Oh boy, that man is around. And so Thomas shined his eyes very well. Shined his eyes very well. So that he doesn't see double. Men and women of God that are in the sanctuary, all that are in the world. Bible said you are in the world, but not of the world. Shine your eye and see what is happening in the world. Make sure that the dictates of God is what you and I are obeying. And so God, Jesus, appeared and said, peace of this house again. The same language. Jesus has no other language than the language of peace. And if you are with him, you will experience peace. May we all seated this morning experience peace in Jesus' name. And while that story was going on, he said, peace be unto you. He went straight to Thomas. Jesus went straight to Thomas. He said, oh guy, bia, come. You were not around last Sunday. Where were you? Oh God, don't mind me. I am Ori Ranune. I just the waka about. And have you discovered that same waka about was what devil said when there was the meeting of God and God's people in the book of Job? And when God asked Lucifer, why are you here in this church? He said, at the waka to and fro, I'm moving up and down like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And so men and women of God, you must be very careful and follow Jesus, walk with Christ, so that the lioness of this year shall not see you. This year shall be a year of victory for all of us. Our nation, Nigeria, shall experience peace and tranquility. Let us make God to be in charge of everything we have. And the answer is that he will take care and it will be well with us. And so, like I was saying, Jesus drew nearer to Thomas. He said, Thomas, why will you stop this issue of self? Self, self, me. If your friends have told you what they saw, you should have believed them. But nevertheless, you have made me to come back. this journey shouldn't have been twice. Men and women of God that are seated in this holy house of God, by our attitude, by our behavior in the house of God, it's like trying to make God, Jesus, to die a second time on the cross. Meanwhile, he has done it, and it was perfectly done. And on the one of the sentences he made on the cross of Calvary was that it is finished. And so he drew Thomas closer to himself and said, "Thomas, see my palm, touch. Don't look at it only, because the way I look at you, your mind is saying a different thing. Feel it. Touch my side and see where that dagger was thrown into." And at the end, Thomas bowed down his head and said, "My Lord and my God." Men and women of God that are here, look at what Jesus said to this man. "Must you see before you believe?" That is no longer belief. But the definition of belief or faith is like expectation of what you have not even seen, but you know it is on the way coming. Jesus has died for you and I so that there will be salvation for every man, every woman seated this morning. If you and I do not believe in Christ, then it's a failure. And so I want to charge us on this faithful day that let the self that is in us, which has become lion, that did not allow the word of God to walk in us, be chased out of our lives. And in one accord shall we stand. I'm speaking, using this privilege to speak to the wider nation called Nigeria, that yes, if we want to be at peace with one another, we must agree unity in diversity. There must be agreement for a purpose. And in that act of apostles, as it was read to our hearing, chapter 4, the following verses, Bible made us to understand that when they gathered, to children of God gathered together, there was fellowship. And so, my dear people of God that are seated this morning, I pray and ask us to have what they call a common fellowship among ourselves. No wonder, I am of no doubt, with all that I have seen among you since I came, I believe there is one accord. And so, Methodist people that are here, I say a big congratulations to you for doing what God wants us to do. And as you have started it alone, may the Lord continue to prosper you. One thing that I underlined from that Act of Apostles was that they said they were sharing things in common. And that is to confirm what the Bible said, God said in his word, that let the brotherly love what? Continue. No matter the situation, either in season and out of season, the love for one another, unity in diversity must come to play. Nigeria as a nation, we must agree and walk in accord. What is happening in some part of our country is this. There are some, you go, there's democracy. If you go to some other part, there is what they call Republican. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. Democracy, if we have agreed, it is not everybody that will come out and said, I want to talk. Everybody agreed together in humility. And if you go to the other side, they say, no, the one way to talk will not be my own.
Republicans.
And the third group in Nigeria is this monarchy or monarchical group. You know them as I'm talking. When the leader says something, that is what they know. If the leader says, go forward, they don't know coming back. These are the type that Fela used to say, zombie, zombie. What is the lamb? Let me not go further. But all that the Bible is telling us, that let the brotherly children of God be in a one accord, having love for one another. He said, no greater love than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friend, for his neighbor. If your love for one person around you is only because that person has a blood relation, that is F9. Show love to whoever is in need, and in return, Jesus will be happy. Do you know that in life, when I do something good in life, I always be happy with myself. Even if I do not eat that day, I'm satisfied, because I have been able to put smiles on somebody's face. It is time, this critical time in Nigeria is a time when the church will arise and put smiles on the faces of the needy. It is also time for us to show concern for one another by caring, by blessing, because Bible made us understand that Jesus did say that when he was hungry, you gave me food. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was homeless, you gave me shelter. When I was sick, you visited me. The man that was doing good said, how manage, Oga? I know you're no good. You won't tell a lie. When were you hungry that I appeared? Jesus smiled. All that you have done for your neighbor, you have done it for me. And so, my brothers and sisters, a time shall come when we shall all meet at the feet of Jesus. Because in John chapter 14, verse 3b, there the Lord says, so that wherever I am, you may be also. The coming of Jesus, who died for us and resurrected from the grave, will not be in vain in us, in our lives. And so those of us who are believers in Christ, for the fact that Jesus has resurrected, that is hope of greatness. And I want to assure you that from this year forward, every hope shall look for you. The fear you have, the fear is gone. The sorrow you are anticipating, your story shall turn to joy. Because the man of peace have come to usher peace to you. And so may the peace of God be permanent in your life. May the peace of God be permanent in my life. But one thing that the Lord wants us to know and to do, we must believe. Are we ready to believe God? Am I ready to believe God? Let us pray. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus, not only by, not only by. create in us a new spirit, a new spirit that will rejuvenate us, that will make us new creatures. Help us to understand you in total intimacy, that we will not fall by the wayside. Help us to walk into your steps in life, that it will profit all of us. And when it comes to doubt, may we never doubt in your presence. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.